This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Z104. Somebody keeping a secret from you? Lying right to your face? Let us do the dirty work for you. The Z Morning Zoo presents Dirty Work Wednesday.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Luke.
Luke, I am your father.
Oh, God.
Yeah, that's who I'm named after.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, my dad's a huge Star Wars fan.
Oh, so. That's cool. Usually when you hear someone named Luke, it's because the Bible or something, but you're straight up named after Luke Skywalker? Like, do you have a sister named Leia?
Oh, no. My mom got to name my sisters, so my dad got to name me, and that was their deal.
Okay, well, it could be worse. I mean, you could be Chewy, so. All right, what can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday, Luke?
So this girl I've been dating, I just found out that she has a dude for a roommate, and I asked her about it, and she was all like, he's like a brother to me. It's not like that, but I feel like she's lying.
I see. Okay, so what's this girl's name?
Amber.
All right, and how long have you guys been dating?
Since January, so it's been a few months.
Are you guys in a relationship?
Yeah. Neither one of us are seeing anyone else, and, I mean, we were never really said anything to make it, like, official, but... I mean, it's official.
So when did the male roommate enter the picture? Like, did he recently move in or something?
Well, no. I mean, they've been living together when I met her, but I never met him until just a couple weeks ago.
Okay. So you never went over to her place until a couple weeks ago?
Well, I mean, I've been over a ton of times. He's just never been home.
So in all the time that you've been dating her, she never even mentioned him? Like, she never said, like, hey, by the way, I live with a guy?
So she talked about him all the time, but every time she mentioned a roommate, it was Micah. And, like, she would say, I gotta go pick up Micah from work, or Micah will be out of town for this weekend, stuff like that. And, you know, literally the entire time, I thought Micah was a girl.
Okay, I gotcha. Yeah, I think a girl living in an apartment, I would probably think her roommate, Micah, would be a girl, too.
Yeah, well, it's not. It's a dude.
So, you think something's going on between Amber and Micah?
I mean, so after... No, I met him. I was completely thrown off, you know, because I thought he was a chick. So I asked her, I was like, so Micah's a dude. And she goes, yeah, I told you that. But she never did. Like, she never said anything about him being a dude.
I see. Okay.
And so, I mean, I asked her, like, how long have you known him? How close are you guys? Have you guys ever hooked up or anything? Like, stuff, you know, you would normally ask in this situation.
Yeah, okay. But what did she say?
She said she was really close with his sister, and his sister ended up dying. But the two of them stayed close, and she's totally like a brother to him.
Okay, so he's like a brother to her. I mean, that kind of makes sense, I guess. Still, it's kind of a weird dynamic, but... I mean, I lived in the same apartment back in my single days with a girl. 2-bedroom apartment, though. We were really good friends, and we made it work.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hook up with her, or did it remain completely, quote-unquote, just friends?
Well, yeah, there was an occasional drunk night when some stuff happened.
Thought
yeah.
So.
I mean, that's what I'm afraid of. You know what I mean? Like, first of all, you never tell me he's a dude, and then when I meet him, he gives me this look. Like, you know that look you get from somebody that basically says... in your competition.
Oh, yeah, he gave you that look.
Yeah, it wasn't a casual, like, hey, how's it going? Like, it was like a good luck, buddy. Like,
okay. Kind of okay. So what is our job here, Dave? Find out if anything's going on behind closed doors between Amber and this Micah guy?
Yeah, I want to know if it's more than just, like, he's my brother, because I don't buy that.
Okay. Do you happen to have his phone number?
I don't.
Okay, well, we'll have to call her then. So we do have an old trick here that has a pretty high success rate. Now, but Natalia, you're going to have to be the one to do this.
So no Scotty in the buzz this week?
No Scotty in the buzz this week. Sorry.
Honestly, that's all right. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't some Jenny Jiggles or whatever.
Luke, hang on for a second. We're going to call Amber when we come back. We were talking about this off the air. There's no better way to tell how somebody really feels about somebody unless you call that person and ask permission to ask that other person out,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to have Natalia do that. So you're going to call and you're going to talk to Amber and just say you got her number through a mutual friend or whatever.
Okay.
And you were thinking about asking Micah out, but you didn't want to overstep your bounds because you heard that maybe they were...
Totally got this.
A thing. So,
trust me.
All right. And here we go.
Hey, is this Amber?
Who's this?
My name is Trish, and I know this is weird. We've never met, but we have a common friend, and she told me I needed to call you.
Okay.
So the reason I was calling was because of Micah.
Micah, like my roommate Micah?
Yes. So I met him last week, and I think he's incredible. And I was thinking of texting him to see if he wanted to go get coffee or a drink or something. But a little bird told me, who I won't mention, was like, maybe you should make sure he's not already involved with you, Amber.
Okay.
I know this is kind of weird. It's just, I don't want to be one of those women who starts drama if there's already a relationship going on. And I wasn't sure if I was overstepping by asking him out.
Yeah, no. I totally get that. And I appreciate you calling about that, but you're really not overstepping anything. Like, Micah's just my roommate. We're not dating or anything like that.
Okay, I was just checking. I wanted to make sure I wasn't going to make things like weird or awkward.
No. There's no weirdness. He's just my roommate.
Okay, good. I just wanted to check and be absolutely sure.
No, I appreciate that, really. But he's a good dude. He's more like a brother to me than anything.
Okay, that's kind of what I heard, but I also heard that it was more than that, so...
I mean, like, there was a short, really tiny period where we were sort of more than friends, but it was, like, a really weird time, you know? I was actually best friends with his sister, and she had just passed away, and he was really depressed, and I was really depressed, and so we kind of just, like, were a shoulder for each other to cry on, and it was just, like, things got too far after that.
You know, that totally seems understandable, and it sounds like it was an incredibly emotional time.
Yeah. I mean, it was actually really weird because he had a girlfriend at the time, and his girlfriend, like, actually approached me and was like, you know, we need to work together to give him everything he needs to feel better and all. And, like, I don't know. I was confused because it was basically like his girlfriend was asking me to sleep with him. So It sounds weird, but it was like a weird time where he had two girlfriends, but we both knew about each other. It was just like weird, but I don't know. The whole thing got uncomfortable for me, so we just like went back to being friends and roommates sort of thing.
So you did sleep with him then?
Sorry, what was that?
I think, so you did sleep with him then?
I'm sorry, what's going on?
Yeah, that's a good question, Amber. Like, so when I asked you if you ever slept with your roommate, you said no. That was a total lie then.
Wait, Luke?
Yeah, can you just answer the question, please?
Wait, I'm sorry. What do you want me to say?
How about the f***ing truth? You slept with your roommate. That's all I'm asking.
Okay, what's going on? Fine, you want the truth? His sister died. She was my best friend. He was miserable. His girlfriend said, we should have a threesome. It will get his mind off everything. I was drunk. I agreed to it. I was completely weird, and I just, like, regret the entire thing, okay? Is that what you want to hear? But, like, I don't know. If I tell you that, then you're never going to believe me, and you're going to think that, like, he's more than a brother to me than anything. What do you want me to say?
Yeah, and now you know why I don't believe that? Because you don't f***ing screw your brother, Amber.
You are such an ass.
Okay, Amber just hung up. Wow, that got weird. Luke, do you have any idea how long ago this friend of hers died? I mean, it wasn't like last year or anything, was it?
No, I think it was before that.
Okay, because this all sounds like, you know, A, it was a huge mistake she's trying to forget, and B, it was a long time ago. I mean, are you sure you want to make that big of a deal out of this?
That the girl I'm dating slept with a roommate? Yeah, sorry, that's a deal breaker for me.
Yeah, but it sounds like maybe it was a long time ago.
It doesn't matter. It's just like you said, like they're going to have one of those drunk nights and one of them is going to climb into the other's bed and it's going to happen. So,
I don't know, man. I think you're overreacting on this one a little bit.
Yeah,
here.
I kind of think so too, honestly.
I'll tell you what. Why don't we do this? Let's get some audience feedback here. If you think Luke is overreacting, call us and tell us what you think. You know, our number is 473-1045. Or if you think, no, he's completely right, call us and tell us. 473-1045.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.